What's poppin', what's poppin'? We back up in this, you know what I'm saying? This is Modern Day Philosophy. Again, I'm Brandon, obviously. It's not like I've been doing this for like 3 years or anything, but we are here. Usually I'll do this with Kaz, but Kaz is busy at Sturges, so he's out for the count today. And I also wanted to do this episode kind of by myself because it is kind of a theory episode, and by theory I mean a bunch of ideas that I've heard from other people, and I'm just like kind of trying to incorporate my own thoughts and belief in it. And I think that it's beneficial to a lot of people, especially now with mental health being a very mental health being so prevalent in our society. And I think that this is a way for maybe not to make better decisions, but on the lines of like, you should try to force yourself to make decisions and not harbor on them. So that's like the basis of this. So, you know, before we hop in, before we throw in the ad, before we get to the business, hopefully y'all doing all well. You know what I'm saying? I am still car shopping, still. Hopefully y'all trying to avoid inflation by investing in art. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where the real gold is. Invest in art to battle inflation, because art always does well in inflation. So always, it actually outsold the S&P 500. Like, I think it was this year or last year. Or it might have been for a couple years. Anyway. Enough talk. It's time to get in. All right. So before I even hop in, I could tell you guys how I started getting this theory. I was actually at work at a market, and also known as Chinatown Market, you know. I was there and I was doing some work over there, and I was also reading about, I was actually watching a podcast with The Wolf of Wall Street, and I also watched one on Robert Kiyosaki with him in it. And so for some reason, this just came into my mind. Like, they weren't even talking about it. I guess Robert Kiyosaki was talking about like being able to buy assets, you know what I'm saying? And he didn't really go into like all this that I went into. Not to say like I'm any better, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a 23-year-old. I'm just making my way, putting stuff together like puzzle pieces, you know what I'm saying? But so I was just working and I was like, oh wait, like this makes sense. So before I hop into my own theory, I want to give you, every time we try to do a topic on this wonderful Modern Day Philosophy podcast, we try to find like actual science behind it, so we can give you facts instead of just us just talking like out of our asses, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if we have like a theory that's from somewhere else, we want it to still be somewhere based in facts, so we have credibility to ourselves. So that's where I had to, this morning and yesterday, I was looking for like the right article. And so I'll give you the facts first, and then, you know, then we'll get to business. Hey. Okay. So let me see this real quick. So right now, this is off of the article that I'm reading off of is off of Medical News Today. This is published in July 6, 2020. It was reviewed by Marnie A. White, PhD, and it was written by John Johnson. She has a PhD in psychology. It was medically reviewed, so get off my back, you know what I'm saying? This is real, real deal ill, you know what I'm saying? But so the topic is decision fatigue. And what she wrote here is decision fatigue is the idea of people making many decisions. Decision fatigue is the idea that after making many decisions, a person's ability to make additional decisions become worse. The psychological effects of decision fatigue can vary, potentially leading to difficulty making the right decision, impulsive buying, or other avoidance behavior. Let me get to the meat. Okay, so this is a theory itself. It's a psychological phenomenon surrounding a person's ability or capacity to make decisions, and it's called ego depletion. Also, decision fatigue is that a human's ability to make decisions can get worse after making many decisions, as their brain will get more fatigued. So obviously this makes sense, you know what I'm saying? Not makes sense, but you know, you get the point of decision fatigue. It can help some people to think of decisions making ability as a finite resource, such as a battery. Each decision reduces the charge of the battery, and the person has less energy available to make other decisions later on. So that was my basis too. So now I could kind of hop into my theory, which is almost the same thing, but you know, a little different. So I put the automation theory, and I was just saying, thinking about life, when there's an issue like that you or or someone else brings to you, it usually involves another person, because most things in your life can be dictated. It can be controlled. You can like build a schedule around it. The things that are uncommon in life, obviously it's going to be some like, you know, life is going to be life, but also it usually involves other people. Most people that have like issues that can be handled is people that are in relationships, you know, people that have like a problem with like friends or like anything like that, where they're fighting, is because there's another person and you can't control another person. But how can I say this? I'm not saying like you shouldn't have any friends or nothing like that, or you know, you shouldn't be like a person who goes out, but I'm just saying that people need to harbor their energy, and when you're harboring your energy, you want to make sure that you're not wasting the energy you do have, since it's a finite resource, on BS. You know what I'm saying? Every decision you make takes up energy. So you on the bed and you're like, oh, it's 8 o'clock. I have to get up at 8 a.m. And then you're like, nah, let me sleep until 8:05. That takes up energy. You waking up not knowing what you're going to wear. So you go through like 3 or 4 shirts. I don't know if y'all do that, but I do that shit. That takes up a hella energy. I'm guessing brushing your teeth and listening to YouTube, because I do that. If I didn't get the right video to like start brushing your teeth too, you know what I'm saying? That takes up energy. So, all of that takes up energy. And, another thing I want to emphasize is that if you have a relationship with someone, not only dating, but just friendship wise, even if you'll notice this too, even when you have a good encounter with them, you'll still feel drained. You'll be like, wow, like, man, I'm tired. Think about when you go to a party. You go to a party, and good one. I'm not talking about the ones when, like, everybody's a wallflower, you know what I'm saying? You go to one, like, everyone is cool, y'all dancing, you go out there, you drink a little bit. Even after that, you're tired. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a good or bad encounter. Anything that involves another person or you having to make a decision in any sort of way takes up your energy. So the reason why it was important to me is because I was noticing a lot, especially because the car issue, when I would go to work, when I get to work, I'd be dead tired. Like, I would sleep like 8 hours. I'd sleep 7 hours. Like, I usually get around 6 hours, but I would be dead tired. I cannot get over it. And it's because every day I have to figure out, like, I don't have my clothes out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have an idea of what I'm going to wear. I definitely push off the time that I want to get up to go to work. I also have to find a way to work every day, which might be, you know, different. And so I'm already stressing. So by the time I'm actually on the road and I touch ground, I'm so tired. And so that's where this came in, where it was like, hey, maybe I should just be harboring. If I kind of go on an automated kind of lifestyle where the things that don't really matter, like the clothes I wear, or not to say clothes don't matter, you know what I'm saying? But like, I can still wear clothes that are like, that look good, but are still basic in a sense of like, I don't have to think about what I'm going to wear. Like, if you want to go out and set out your clothes on the day you have a lot of energy, that's fine. But the theory more goes around like kind of getting inspiration from Steve Jobs. Like, he wore the black sweater, the black shirt, whichever one it was, and the black pants. And he just wore that. And it's because he had to use so much of his energy, like, trying to figure out stuff for Apple and keep it on the right path, that he really didn't have the time to, you know, worry about what he was wearing. So he just wore all black. Simple. And then, I don't know, like, even my boss at Market, when he walks around the office, he wears all black and, like, white shoes. And he does that constantly. So, like, I've had some personal experience with it. And he's definitely busy running around the office. So, that's another example. So, the automation theory, you know, is just about harboring and covering all decisions that you can and make it automated. So, you don't have to... You can harbor your energy because when I... the second part of this is when... After a week of finding my way to work and finding out what to wear and, like, finding out what I want to dress in. On the weekends, when I'd go hang out with the homies, you know what I'm saying? I'm going out, seeing what's going on with my girl. I'm just, like, tired. Like, I can't give myself fully to them because I'm already so... My finite energy is already, like... shitted on, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm not giving the people that I care about the most of me. Instead, I'm giving it to, like, the dumb stuff. So that was my premise. So I wanted to make sure that I was keeping my energy for me, so I can give to the people that actually matter, you know what I'm saying? So that was, like, the premise of the lifestyle one. Now, like I was saying back about Steve Jobs, it's not only about, I know Steve Jobs wears the black on black, which is cool, and so is my boss. But so I started trying to think about people who don't do that, and like celebrities that don't do that and have stressful lives. And I know this probably don't have a lot of correlation to it, but just think about it. Michael Jackson, right? Michael Jackson did not wear all black. He was in all types of sick ass get ups, stressful ass life. Look at Kanye. Like, yeah, he's wearing all black, but he wearing like 8 different layers and shit. Stressful ass life. Kim Kardashian also not wearing, you know, she's not in all black. And she wearing different shit. Stressful ass life. Actually, that whole Kardashian game got pretty much stressful ass life. Let's see. Who's another person? Look at Doja Cat. Woo! Doja Cat looks... she just cut her hair, y'all. She just cut her hair. She bald. Anyway. But yeah, so I mean, I don't know what the correlation is with that one, but just sit on it. Just think about your favorite stars and see what they wear and all the extra stuff they do, and see if they like stressed out of their mind, or are they chilling. It's up to you. But that's the lifestyle version of it. So just to give you some bullet points of it, you know, any decisions you can get done. For me, it's wearing like basic fast clothes I don't have to think about putting on. When you say you're going to get up at eight, because anything past that, you're like, it's a new decision. Every minute, it's a new decision. Like, you're like, I should get up at 8:01, 8:02, 8:03. Okay, 8:04. So just get up. Like, don't even think about it. You just got to force yourself up. And then the last one would be, I just had it. Dang. I'm really blanking right now. Force yourself up, the clothes. And I guess for me, it would be the driving, the, you know, finding how to like get to the place, your work space, so you're not as tired. But that one's going to happen regardless. So, you know, spending the things around, having a schedule to like follow and just go through that, like discipline is going to heal your anxiety, in a sense of like, the more you just do it automated, you'll have more energy to worry about the other things later. You know what I'm saying? I asked some people, this isn't on deaf ears. I've been trying to get out for the last week or two, and I have been feeling a lot better. Especially getting up, I felt amazing. By the time I got to work, I could think and process stuff at my normal level, which usually I can't because I'm so tired. And I've also asked other people about their daily routine at work, and they also give me either they're already doing this, or they didn't call it, you know, like the automation theory, or they feel tired as hell. So, you know what I'm saying? I think this one is one that you should keep, you should hold around. You know what I'm saying? It's really good. I think so. You know what I'm saying? Damn, I say you know what I'm saying a lot. Who did this to me? But another, I want to go to a different aspect. But before I get into different aspects, I'm going to run an ad. All right. Now, if y'all didn't know, that ad's like the ad's like 2-3 years old. So my voice is probably a lot different. It's probably a lot higher. Probably like, hi, do you like Anchor? But yeah, the other part of this theory is pretty much the financial version of it, which is where I read a book on it, that this is where the Robert Kiyosaki, but it wasn't Rich Dad Poor Dad, it was another book, I cannot remember, but he talks about credit scores and like why it's important, and like he pretty much gives you the breakdown, and he tells you to break down your every paycheck. He says break down every paycheck, have like, I think it's like 40 for like essential bills, have like 20 for like investing, like 5 or 10 to savings, and then he has another one for like going out money, and you're supposed to not even like touch your money. They say if you do this, if you spread it out, it's a budget, you know what I'm saying? If you budget, you'll get where you need to be depending on what time you start. The less you would have to put into everything else, you know what I'm saying? So if you're already 50, you can't put like $20 in savings and depend to like and expect to like get to like 100k, you know what I'm saying, like down the line. So it depends on like your age. If you're 20 and you put in like what $20, and by the time you get to like 50 or 60, you'll have a good amount up in there. You know what I'm saying? So it was about that. And I think that it's important to everyone to budget. I think it's one of the most important things, especially now during the pandemic. I mean, monkeypox is out, so we for sure going back into some, you know what I'm saying? I wonder if I get demonetized for bringing up monkeypox. But I digress. This is the podcast of the truth, so you know what I'm saying? We gonna talk about what needs to be talked about. But budgeting is probably the best thing because you know exactly where your money is going. You want to get all your expenses out. Write down all your monthly income and you write down your monthly expenses. You get it down and you know exactly how much you're supposed to have at the end of the month. And you'll be surprised that even when I did it, I was like, damn, I'm kind of spending a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I should be having this much left and I have this much left. That's not what's up. And I'm like, okay, well, when you're doing this, it's eye-opening because you have to go look at the stuff that you bought. And yes, for a lot of people, this is going to hurt because a lot of people, I've noticed after talking to them about this, they don't like looking at what they've purchased after the fact of them purchasing it. So, like, a lot of people and businesses, they kill you off because you can use the double click on your phone. So you don't even have to look at your account. You don't even have to pick up your card. You can just scan it. You know what I'm saying? People are just like, okay, I probably have money in there. I just got paid, so I probably have this. And then they just bypass the whole, like, it's like a guiltiness, a guilty conscience you don't want to confront. So you would just scan it, and then boom. You know what I'm saying? And counter? Holy. But pretty much, budgeting, if you go through the hard times, which is seeing how much you spend and you see how much you bring in, you'll see you have a monthly amount that's a lot more than you think, and that's what you should, that's just the extra that if you want, whatever you want to do with it, you could probably put it back into investing or savings. But on your weekly, you also have to do this for weekly paychecks or bi-weekly depending on how you get your paychecks. And you want to put what your paycheck is, and you could probably put it on average. You do your expenses, you drop that, you subtract that, and then you pretty much budget or separate what you into the expenses, how much you're going to pay in expenses, how much you're going to pay in savings, and how much you're going to pay in investments. And that way, you know exactly how much you should pay. Which I'm trying to do, I'm still having trouble doing it, is every time I do it, every paycheck, I want to take out the money, like, in cash. Because, you know, spending cash is a lot more safer than using your card, because you're more tempted to, you know, scan the card more. If you're like, ah, you know, who cares, it's extra $6. Like, no, with cash, to run out that cash, you're done. And if you can go around, I know there's apps around that can automate your paying your bills, and then you can have, if you Chase, I know they have like automated savings. They take from savings, and so the whole point's for you not even to see your money. Like, right when you get your paycheck, you use your expenses that you have, pay your expenses off. Then you get the money that you're supposed to use for yourself, and the rest is supposed to just disappear. And that way, what you don't see doesn't hurt you. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You know what I'm saying? Can I get an amen? And so, in that sense, you don't have to... That's another one of your... Going back to the lifestyle side of the theory. Another one of your decisions you don't have to go through. You don't have to think about, because that's what most people are thinking about. Think about when you want to buy something, you think about, first thing is, do I have enough money? Or is it stupid? And if you already had a tough day, right? This is how it all comes in full circle. If you already had a tough day, let's use me for an example, because I love being, you know, the sacrificial lamb. Let's say I didn't have a good sleep. Let's say I got up at 5. I mean, let's say I had 5 hours of sleep. Then I wake up, I'm like, ah, oh, man, it's 8 a.m. I want to get up at 8:15. So that's already some energy gone. And then I wake up at 8:15, and then I go on my phone for a little bit, which puts me back to 8:17. Then I'm like, oh snap, I'm late. Then I have to get up, then I have to go, you know, go pick. I'm like, oh damn, what clothes am I gonna wear? Then I have to go try on some clothes, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, I'm gonna wear this. That took up some energy. And then after that, I have to go brush my teeth. And then, you know, you're brushing your teeth and stuff, and you're thinking about how your day is going. Then I have to go back and grab everything that I need, you know, from my bag that I might use at work. And then after that, I have to go find a way to work, right? There you go. So I'm already, like, pooped. I get to work, and then I work. So that's another huge ton of energy, which is all about, you know, making decisions and all that stuff. If you can find work that's automated, that's not gonna make you bored, I would do that. But I'm making decisions all the time at work, and, you know, using my mind. Finish, then I gotta find my way back home. Boom. So that's another energy that I have to use. And then once I get home, let's say that Jordan's drop. Ooh, Jordan's drop, even though they don't drop at 6, you know what I'm saying? They dropped at 6 today for me. I'm more likely to just be like, you know what? Like, I've been thinking all day. I've been working all day. You know what? I know I made enough to buy some shoes today. I'm just going to buy it. And then I put my card in. I'm like, boop, there you go. And then after that, then I'm like, let's say my friends come, they hit me up, and I'm like, oh, let's go out to eat. Now, I probably know that Jordan's probably like cut me out for the day because I already spent like 170. But I will, since I'm like, yeah, you know what, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? I will spend the extra money on my card because you already use so much brain power that you don't even want to go through the fact of like using your discipline, you know what I'm saying? And so the whole point's to keep your energy high so your discipline is also high and you don't have to go through having more expenses than you do income. That's like the main point, and just harboring your energy. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of people, the reason why I brought up like anxiety and like the mental health is because people that are already prone to like harboring on stuff and like having them eat at them. If you automate the things that need to be automated, and you might have more energy to be able to, you know, not have to go through that as hefty. If it doesn't, I mean, I know it's kind of a weird spot, because if you have anxiety, you're already prone to do that. But I still think that It could help. Try it out for a couple days. See, like, if you can force yourself to just be like, you know what? I made this decision. Like, I already made it ahead of time. So if I already plan this stuff out and it goes according to plan, I don't even have to think about it. I already know it's good. I know everything is solid. I'm just going to do this, and I'm out. Then I think that it might help. You know what I'm saying? Who am I to say? That's why I'm not a psychologist. I'm just me. That's why I got the article to back me up. Whoever, let me go, what's that girl's name? Let me read that one more time. Marnie A. White, PhD in psychology. Yeah. She backed me up on this theory. So not technically, but I'm using her. She's my source. You know what I'm saying? So think about it for real. And throughout your day, like, when you're making decisions about things, the faster you make your decisions, too. This is another one. This isn't from that article, but it's from, I can't remember. It was from a famous entrepreneur. I can't remember. But when you make a decision, the faster you make your decision and the more you don't harbor on it also plays into that. So gives you more energy. A lot of people deplete their energy because they want to, they're thinking about, like, is this the right decision or it's not. The right thing to do, make the decision and shrug it. Michael Jordan, shrug him. You know what I'm saying? Kanye, shrug him. Just be like, you know what? That I made a decision, that's the bet I'm going to lay on. You know what I'm saying? The thing about people like Gary V. That Gary V is a good one. He doesn't dress extravagant. He'll tell you like I dress simple. He'd be like, empathy, guys. You know, I dress simple. Stop doing all the rah-rah and getting your Jordans. he'll tell you that. And when he makes a decision, if you watch him like in podcasts or anything, man, he got his answers quick. He'll be like, it'll be like a 19-year-old. He'll go up to you. He'll be like, you know, I'm wondering, like, you know, I sell clothes and I'm wondering if this is the right decision. And he'll be like, go all in. Go all in. Don't worry about it. Go all in. Like, it's your time. It's 19 to 25, 26. You have time to do stuff at 30. He's like, go all in. That's it. And think about the consequences later. You'll know if you're ready for it or not. And boom. Like, and that's not to say he's not thinking about it. It's just like, that's probably the right answer. It's probably the right answer for him. Because the more you think about it, the more... Have you ever heard of the saying, there's too many cooks in the kitchen is not good, obviously. You know what I'm saying? I know most people have heard that. That's, to me, I think about that in thoughts. Because, I mean, it's just you in the kitchen, but, you know, episode of SpongeBob where there's, like, 8 of them running around in the brain. It's like that. It's like, if there's too many angles you look at it from, you're never going to get it done because a perfect plan doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Only great execution, for real, for real. And if you can execute to not perfect, but to a great amount, you'll probably be successful. So that's probably the thing that you should take with you out of this. Just harbor your energy, bro, because people be I'm not trying to be on Andrew Tate, you know what I'm saying, but damn, I said, you know what I'm saying, back to back. But I know, like, I'm not gonna, you know, get me on no girls or nothing, but I know from a guy's perspective and a girl's perspective, like, we in a spot where guys and girls are not seeing each other correctly. There's a big line between, a big wall between sexes right now, where guys are trying to reclaim their energy back, and girls are meeting us there. And so, in a sense, we're both acting like fuckboys. Girls are acting like fuckboys. Guys are acting like fuckboys. It's nuts out here. So, like, the one thing I do agree with Andrew Tate on and Sneeko, because, you know, I gotta get all different perspective. This is modern day philosophy. Just because the people might be, you know, controversial doesn't mean we can't grab something from them. We already know that. If you want to learn how to give good speeches, go watch Adolf Hitler. But the point I'm saying is that the right thing is to probably focus on yourself. And I see a lot of people stretching their energy out to, like, show out or, like, fight over a girl or a guy, or, you know, worrying about a text back. Fuck the text back. It don't matter. It really don't. Like, the text back don't matter. The girl probably don't matter. The guy probably don't matter. No, it matters. I would even say, well, obviously money matters. Money matters, but you just figuring out you. If you focus on you, everything else will come. Because I know I'm getting on a little tangent here, but hold on. The law of attraction, a lot of people think, like, it's about manifesting what you want. And I know y'all've heard about it. But that's only half the game, dog. It's only half. The other half is about putting the effort in. So the law of attraction is not going to bring nothing to something. This ain't the fucking Big Bang Theory. No, sir. You know what I'm saying? Sheldon is not around here. The law of attraction is more about you doing the work of what you want to do. If you want to be a clothing designer, it's about, let's just use a clothing designer. If you want to be a clothing designer, it's about you going out, saying you want to be a clothing designer, and let's say you want to work for Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Go. It's about you learning all the skills needed. It's about you going to job the job description on what at Yeezy and seeing what they need, learning all them skills, and then you working towards that. And the law of attraction is supposed to give you that extra inch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, oh, I'm right here and I feel stagnant and I'm doing all the work and I'm working towards my goal. The law of attraction is supposed to be like, oh, since you're working towards your goal, here's a little candy bar for reward. We're going to send this person towards you. You know what I'm saying? It's a kind of a end game in a sense, not a sense of like, it's supposed to start your journey. If anything, it's supposed to start your new journey. Your first journey is you finding yourself and doing the things that you need to do. You know what I'm saying? Damn, how many times am I gonna say it? Nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting real tired of this. I'm gonna switch it up. I'm gonna hit you with, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean. Oh my gosh. But yeah, so main things, again, I'm gonna bullet point it because, you know, we're coming to a close here. I don't want to talk too much. I know you guys are going to listen to like 30 or 40 minutes of just my voice. And even though I can do that because I love me so much, most people can do that. So bullet points. Number one, harbor your energy. If you can, automate your life. That's number two. Automate your life. Save all decisions. All things that can't be automated, like hanging out with your friends, you know, trying to network and all that stuff. Use your energy there for the people that matter. Do not use your energy in a place where it doesn't matter. There's no issue. There's no point to that. Number three, cut your paycheck in half, or in not in half, but you know, split it into different sections, so you can save money, invest your money, grow your money, and also spend what you want to spend on, know your spending, and get your expenses out the way. You'll see after you do it about weekly and stuff, and you cut back a little bit of things, because you once you learn your expenses, you'll see there's a lot of things you could take off, and you'll have a lot of money saved up later. I promise you, you'll be able to get whatever you're gonna do in a week or in 2 weeks. You'll be able to get it done. Just try it. Number four, don't worry about no women. Don't worry about no man. Do you. That's what matters. Just doing you. You know what I mean? It's you. Every successful person will tell you the most important thing you can invest in is yourself. Yourself. So invest in yourself. Like, go out and learn as much as you can. The other thing too is most people won't even say that money is the most important thing in this time and age. They will say, well, you need money, but they'll say the most important thing is your time. So if you can control your time, you'll be way more happier in life. So those are two things your goal is to do by automating your life and automating your budgeting and, you know, going out and investing in yourself. You want to be able to control what you do with your time. If you want to spend time with your family and stuff and not have to worry about work later, or if you want to, you know, go out to a Timbuktu and dance butt naked, like, you want to be able to have that option for yourself, control your time. So that's the premises of this. You know what I'm saying? The premise of this. I'm saying premises like, get off my premises. But yes, so that's the automation theory. Stay automated. You know what I'm saying? Stay automated. If you're going to talk to someone, and another person who's not going to add any value to your life, hit them with the automation so you don't waste enough time. You know what I'm saying? Still going to take a little bit of your energy, but it's going to take less than if you gave them your thought process. I do that all the time. I'm gonna hit you with a couple mm-hmms. I'm gonna hit you with a couple, oh man, that's crazy. I hit you with a couple of those. You're gonna stop talking to me, excuse me. But yeah, save your energy. And I just want to see all y'all be great. Same thing I want for myself is to be great. If we can do it together, you know what I'm saying? That's the main goal. And I'm just trying to put y'all on to what I've heard, listened, and read about. And I hope that you guys try it out and come back to me. Let me know how you feel. This is a long one by myself, but I'm getting used to it and it's good. It's keeping me reading and learning, and I'm hoping y'all learning and reading too. Anyway, a couple of things before I dip out of here, right? First of all, I'm going to drop another ad. So hold on real quick because we're coming to closing statements. Okay, so a couple things before we go, since I feel like I'm trying to create a more structured show by starting off with the source, giving y'all what I think about it, maybe giving y'all a little, giving you my perspective on it. Usually Kaz is here to give his butt face ass responses. Kaz, shout out to you, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully you riding on your big old tractor and Sturgis, you know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding, I know they don't do that there. They ride skateboards. But I want to start putting in what places where you guys can give us your thoughts or like do different or put us put your ideas in. I know on the last episode I have a place that you can write your question in, but I know a lot of people are not gonna hop on Anchor, so you guys can also find me at Brandon Adde. That's BrandonAddai on Instagram. You can DM me any questions you want about, if you want me to talk about a topic, I'll shout you out. I made this podcast. I've been putting it off for a couple weeks. Shout out to my dude Ray from Market, Ray P. Paragus. You know what I'm saying? You could also follow him. I think his is underscore R-E-Y. Paragus, P-A-R-A-G-A-S. I want to say it's that. But you can just go under people that I follow and look that up, underscore Ray, and it's going to show up. So no excuses, no excuses. He was really getting to the podcast when my last one ends. So I told him that this one's dedicated to him, even though it's my theory. He's the first person I talked about it with. So, you know, gang represents gang, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, hit us on Instagram. I would like to get more listeners. If you can, you know, you could donate to us, man. You know, this podcast, it takes a lot of my finite energy. You know what I'm saying? I need some finite energy, you know? And money is a good motivator. Now, I'm not going to stop just because you don't donate, but it would help us with, like, you know, getting this moving a lot faster, maybe getting video, you know what I'm saying? Going into also the clothing brand, if you want to follow EV Apparel 951 on Instagram. There's also a Big Cartel for it, but I would just go to the Instagram and you can get all the links from there. It's also on Brandon Adde on Instagram too. I have a Twitter and all that stuff, but really just hit me up on Instagram. I'm trying to get move on to TikTok, and you know, you're not gonna see my black ass dancing. That's the way you're not gonna see, but you might see me throw some fit pics because my fits be fire. I ain't even gonna front, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I said it, yeah, good job. But yeah, more topics coming out, of course. Usually, I'll be with Kaz or somebody, or even maybe hop on with Ray or something. But the whole point is to add value, and I'm trying to add value from a perspective where I'm learning and I'm hoping you're learning. And just because I'm learning doesn't mean I don't know anything, even though I say that. I do a lot of research on the stuff and I try a lot of the stuff out before I even bring it to you guys. And if I'm not the expert on it, I'm giving you guys information from an expert that I think is beneficial to your lives. So, call it what do they call it in school, embedding my quotes. I'm embedding the quotes into the I'm sorry if I saw it. Shout out Miss Ariada. Again, I hope you guys are cool. Donate to us, man, you know what I'm saying? The money hard right now. It's only a dollar. A dollar could go a long way, that's all I'm saying. So we gonna keep it popping, and I appreciate every single one of y'all listening. I know it's been a long time since I've been back doing this. I know I did it with the Art of Man, and I thought that one's gonna be kind of iffy, but y'all actually came through. A lot of y'all listened to it, and I'm just finding a way to try to get this place, this podcast, to where it needs to be. I say a lot too. I'm gonna work on that. You're gonna see my progression too. I'm gonna work too. Anyway, thank you guys for coming out. Monday philosophy episode. I don't even know. I have to look at it. This will probably come out at like 12. So I'll see you. I was gonna come out same day, edit same day, and going out the same day. That's hard work and dedication. They didn't believe in us. God did. Hey. I hate endings, man. Anyway, I'll see y'all later. Drink water. Yeah.